This ASAP video is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, I'm in College Park, Maryland. I'm right here with the Maryland Terrapins Take Care of Business. In fact, right now, I'm in the tight ends meeting room with Mason Baggett. He's the assistant strength coach for football, and he's also the performance coordinator here at Maryland with these Terrapins. Mason, welcome to our program.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
It's really cool to see some of the stuff that you do here at Maryland. And before we do that, you practice what you preach. We saw you, Teddy and I, doing some sort of med ball toss reverse thing over the back field goal over the goalpost. You made it from about 10 yards out. It was a big, heavy ball. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're just testing out some new events for one of our team workouts on Friday morning. So what we're going to do is have our guys stand at a certain yard line and toss it over. So we were just seeing where the strength staff stood in that hierarchy so that we can test it for our guys before we get the event going.
Well, that should be fun. And I saw a lot of guys, they were being challenged by the event. I hope your back's okay. That would have blown me out for a couple weeks. But you're the performance coordinator here under Coach Rick Court, and things are really happening fast here at Maryland. First of all, Coach, what got you here to Maryland?
Well, my last stop was the University of Illinois. By factor of coaching change and knowing Coach Rick Court and his staff that there was a job opening last year, and so come out here and visit, and with what Coach Durkin and his football staff were doing here, it was something that I couldn't pass up an opportunity. And so when I got offered the chance to be on staff here with Coach Court, definitely didn't pass it up. And had a really successful first season and rolling into year two. Just as optimistic as ever as the way our guys are training. But really, that's it. Coach Court and I have known each other by way of Coach Aaron Hillman. Both worked for Coach Hillman, and he and I hit it off right away as soon as we met at first. So, it's been, a great opportunity to be with him and his staff.
And you're used to being in the trenches. You were a Hokie for the Virginia Tech football squad, played center, called all the shots. That's where the stuff gets hot and nasty down in there.
That's right. Well, take a little bit of pride in being an O-lineman. And, myself, Zach Higgins, and Chris Jurek on staff here, we're all offensive linemen. And then we have Antonio Turner, who was also a college football player. He was defensive back. We don't hold that against him. Wide receiver. So, got a few guys on staff that kind of take pride in, what that O-lineman mentality is.
Yeah, this is an interesting staff that Coach Court has put together here. He didn't just throw this together. Everything has rhyme and reason to this, and it's pretty cool to see how that's gone together.
Yeah, we have a great group of guys. We work really cohesively as a unit, and everybody's got their strengths that they bring to the team. It's just one of the better staffs that I've been on as far as in college strength and conditioning.
One of your strengths is this experience that you had with MARSOC. Can you explain what MARSOC is? That's a lot of letters. It sounds like a government thing, and it was.
Yeah, so I took a job. I was working for the East Carolina University Pirates, and there was an opportunity for me to jump over to the military sector. So I was a contractor with the Marine Special Operations Command. They're now known as the Raiders. And so I was the first strength coach with the 2nd Marine Special Operations Battalion. They're now known as the 2nd Marine Raider Battalion. Started up that whole strength conditioning program there. We brought kind of what the college strength conditioning, sports performance, sports medicine attributes from the college realm to the military. And, had an opportunity after 4 years working with the military there to get back into college football, but got my hands, into a lot of some of the sports science piece. That's where I kind of jumped into working with some technology and tracking and doing some of those biometric feedback mechanisms where the government was supporting a lot of things that special operations were doing at the time. So, really fantastic opportunity for me. Worked with some awesome guys, really made some great relationships there with the military. But, all in all, kind of comes back to I wanted to be back with college athletics and college football mainly. So, taking some of those attributes that I learned there and that I, some of the skills that I honed there and bringing it to college football.
Now, you definitely hands-on experience. And speaking of that, you look like you're a little scuffed up here on the inside wrists and forearms. You want to tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Well, we went to a trip down to Sorenex down in South Carolina to take a look at some of their equipment just to get some ideas for our Cole Fieldhouse project. And, looking at the equipment, you obviously have to train on it. So we did some training in the weight room. We went outside, and they had a strongman area, and kind of going back to some days at when I was at ECU, we used to do some strongman training, so we got to hop on some Atlas stones and see what we were worth. So, just have a little bit of battle scars left over from a fun weekend.
you know, you're an assistant strength coach here with this football squad, and, you know, everybody knows that means bench presses and squats and, you know, log bars and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you're also involved with this performance coordination and the sports performance aspect and the research and tying it all in. What's that all about?
The first piece is, in conjunction with Coach Court, we go through a weekly or bi-weekly meeting that encompasses the entire group that does anything with football operations. So it'll be sports medicine, nutrition, the strength coaches, our operations department, and then our academics. And so I sit in on the meetings with them, and we make sure that everybody's on the same page within the building. So that's kind of the main piece. And the second piece is anything that goes along with our sports science side. So really what I do is I take any of our initial research that's coming out right now and help educate the staff on, you know, what some of the most recent research is. I'm also going to research or use our staff to kind of look up there anything that can benefit our program from that sports science realm. So all in all, kind of making the best decisions on things and give us feedback and help, you know, give the best product back to our players.
The professional development of your staff and Coach Court's staff is coming under your wing, and you know, with your experience being in all these different places, that gives you a relation to be able to give that information to the staff and quickly get them on in step with what's going on.
Yeah, and a lot of things we're doing, they're not anything novel or anything like that. I mean, they're fairly universal on things that you want to do with your student athletes. But really it's just making sure that everybody knows exactly what's going on. It's not just me, even though I have a title. It's making sure that, you know, the other assistants along with me, we all have our hand going into it. I'm just kind of the point of contact. When somebody needs to reference it, that's and it goes to my name, and then I make sure that they're being educated on the same way, because, you know, as we know, that goes in the strength conditioning world. You know, guys can get jobs and jump around and things like that. So we want to make sure that our staff knows every single part of each other's job, even if we may have a slightly different assignment. And so, you know, like one of our pieces that we use is we do a pre-practice hydration test with a refractometer. So in conjunction with sports medicine, we're usually there monitoring the test and then giving the feedback to the players immediately on whether or not, you know, where they stand in their hydration status. Another piece that we're working on right now that we've outfitted the entire team is we work very closely with Under Armour, obviously, as our main outfitter of all of our clothing and supplies. But we've outfitted the entire team with a UA band, and the UA band tracks. It's pretty much like a Fitbit. It'll track steps, it'll track calories burned, sleep, resting heart rate. What we do is we track our sleep and our resting heart rate on our players, more of a feedback mechanism so that they know where their recovery is. They know if they don't get enough amount of sleep, then they're not going to be recovered. And we try to educate them on what that resting heart rate number looks like, so that the lower the number, the more rested they are, the less stressed they're underneath. And especially in this off-season time where we're pushing them so hard and everything's so intense, we want to make sure that they're maximizing their recovery. I mean, one of the things that we say around this building the whole time is there's no such thing as overtraining, just under recovery.
Oh, that's really interesting. So with the sleep and the Under Armour bands, is that something that would benefit, you know, just an average guy like me, you know, for an individual or for a high school program? Or, you know, how can that all be tied in with sports performance and sports performance for all kinds of sports?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's going to help anybody. We're just using that as an educational tool. So, I mean, there's backed by science, you know, depending on how much sleep you get is, you know, your body's able to recover. The more deep sleep you get, the more recovery that your nervous system undergoes. So there are all these products out there that measure sleep and measure us. We're just using one to give us a feedback mechanism. So we at least have consistency on our players' part to give them, you know, the education they need. And then based on how they respond to it, we'll give them more information. But yeah, I mean, for anybody really, I started doing this with the military and I didn't have the purchasing power back then when I first started on. So, you know, I would just recommend you guys would have certain products, and, you know, you just see an immense, you know, feedback in, you know, as far as like, hey, I'm sleeping better now. I noticed that my mental acuity is better. And with the military, it was more, you know, on the side of they were performing well in the field when they were doing shooting. So they were saying, hey, I didn't change anything except for I slept more than 4 hours last night. And so they're you know, they're paying attention to it. And also, I think for the college age student, and you're going, you know, our 17 to 22 year olds, they're prone to, you know, being up and playing video games and just, you know, hanging out. And so a lot of that, if we can just make them more aware of those factors that are going into their recovery, they're going to have positive feedback and trends. You know, they're going to go to bed a little bit earlier. They're going to sleep a little bit longer as they need to. You know, they're going to come in and they might take an extra 15 minutes as needed. And another thing that we do in season is we put mattresses out in our building, and we're planning on having, you know, something that we can have them nap in our cold field house, where it's shown that, you know, you can get back your sleep debt, what you owe if you're not getting enough sleep through naps. So, you know, trying to provide those avenues where those guys can, any avenue that they can maximize their performance, we're trying to provide that right now.
Really interesting stuff. Some of the basic stuff that humans have are, you know, sleep and nutrition, and it's all being done here at Maryland as a performance input for the coaches. And so this sleep stuff is something that you're getting data on right now, and you can immediately give it to the player.
That's correct. I mean, it's an instant feedback mechanism, and that's what we want, you know, immediate and honest feedback.
And then I imagine you're doing a lot of testing and evaluation of the players.
Yeah, I mean, we do pretty much like everybody else will do year-round. We come in and we take a picture. So we have progress pictures throughout the year. So we'll take we just had our freshmen a couple weeks ago, so they have their initial progress photo. And, you know, we expect within the first 6 weeks of training that they'll see a little bit of change in their body composition and just their outward appearance based on working with Jordan Genewine, our nutritionist, the training program they're undergoing right now, and just kind of beginning to do things the right way as we teach them. We also do measurements on their neck and their bicep, and then, you know, the normal strength tests that just kind of show our progress throughout the year so that we can keep a good profile on them as they go. So we essentially tell them they're writing their book, and they are. Those are metrics that they're the same. We test them, you know, throughout the year. And then, you know, in the summer and in the winter, we may be testing a few more of those metrics or less, just depending on the time of year. But yes, we're trying to, you know, give feedback to those guys and let, you know, help them build their confidence, you know, as they get stronger and as they go through. I mean, those visuals, just to see those are really important to us.
Yeah, and with this new Cole Fieldhouse and what you're doing now, and then when you move across the street into that superstructure that's being built right now, the cranes are there, everything's going on over there. You guys are going to be leaders in the field, not just, you know, you guys aren't just tagging along for the ride. You guys are trying to be the leader, the top dog.
Well, what we're hoping is that with Cole Fieldhouse is we're able to, you know, put in there what we need now. And this is not just strength and conditioning. This is everybody in the department that works with football or athletics. And then think about the future and anticipate what the future needs are going to be, because this is going to be, you know, a building that we're going to be in for many years to come. So that's, you know, we're hoping that we can outfit it in such a way that it provides us a great avenue to, you know, to continue with whatever comes in sports science, whatever comes, you know, next in the field of, you know, if academics need something, they're going to have everything at their fingertips. If nutrition needs something, there's going to be a great cafeteria, you know, with all the bells and whistles that are provided there. And then, you know, back to sports medicine and recovery, you know, along with strength conditioning, we're trying to outfit it for any possible needs that could benefit our program in the future too. So we're looking at this as a great opportunity just to, you know, get our hands on this new project and talk to as many people as we can and, you know, have as many resources as we can before we make a final decision on what should go in this building.
Well, Coach, I've been observing and been involved with strength training, conditioning of athletics for, you know, over 35 years now. And, you know, it's not stale. It's, you know, it's continuing to, it just amazes you just to see how things are still being discovered.
We're trying to stay, you know, stay on the edge, but also keep in mind that, you know, really what works in strength and conditioning are some of the basics and the foundations of, you know, what were the early days of strength and conditioning as well. So trying to kind of meld the two and put the best possible product back to, you know, and it's all for the student athlete. And I think that anybody that looks at it a different way has probably got it wrong. But we're, you know, at the end of the day, it's all benefit back to the student athlete.
Yeah, and it's not like you can just be a mad scientist with a lab coat on or anything. You've got to build relationships with players. You've got to, you know, learn how to motivate them. It's just a total realm.
Yeah, I agree totally, and that's one of the biggest assets of our program. If you've got, you know, folks in this building who really care about what our, you know, how our players are doing and you know, really pay attention to, you know, the feedback from the athletes and making sure that, you know, everything from their end is taken care of so that they can concentrate on school and you know, the athletics side of it.
Mason Baggett, he's the assistant strength coach here at University of Maryland with this football squad. He's a performance coordinator, and this Maryland Terrapin program is on the move.
Thanks for having me. We hope so. Thanks a lot, Ed.